today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two, and you can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. That, once again, freetalklive.com. Well, we're going to talk more about immigration coming up here, but last hour, the last call of the hour brought us to Ron Paul, and I figure since we're on the topic, we should continue with this. The call was in regards to the absolute hatchet job that Fox News has done, and it wasn't just John Gibson and Michelle Malkin that really did up a hatchet job on Ron Paul, but Sean Hannity was talking over him and just being just rude the other night after the debate. Did you finally see that clip, Mark?
Yeah, I saw that.
Sean Hannity. And I mean, really, what they're really doing here is they're on the attack, aren't they?
Mm.
Why is that?
Well,
they're scared.
They're scared of Ron Paul. And they're scared of the numbers that he's getting on the internet. They do not, absolutely do not want their sweet little deal up there in Washington, D.C. messed up by some libertarian that might get in power and actually shrink the size of the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you and I, during the break, we were discussing the Gandhi's list of things that happen.
First they laugh at you.
Well, it's first they ignore you.
Oh, thank you, yes. First they ignore you, then
and
they laugh at you.
Libertarians have been getting that for a long time.
Yeah. Then they laugh at you.
And
which they did by poking fun at him, calling him a tinfoil hat and all mm-hmm. these other things that he's not.
Then they attack you,
and then you win.
Right. So, unless, of course,
you go away when they attack you, which I don't think Ron Paul's going to do. He stands right up to the accusations. He throws them right back in their face, and he responds intelligently. He responds eloquently. And he does a very good job. I may not agree with the man on all of his positions, but I agree with him on probably 90%+ of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think he does a good job of communicating. I did finally watch the excerpts from the debate.
Mm-hmm.
There was one time where he sort of rambled on, but otherwise he did a pretty good job.
It can't be easy to be up there, you know?
No, certainly not. Certainly not. But otherwise he did a good job, and he's really done a good job when he's been under pressure by the talking heads like Sean Hannity and that sort of thing. If Sean Hannity had actually let him answer his questions, then that segment would have gone much more smoothly. But let's go to what Jacob Hornberger has to say about the debate from the other night, the conflict between Ron Paul and Rudy Giuliani. I have it, Mark.
Okay.
Jacob Hornberger from the Future of Freedom Foundation at LouRockwell.com. Ron Paul once again roiled Republican presidential politics on the issue of foreign policy during the debate the other night, finishing second in the post-debate poll conducted by Fox News and first by a landslide, by the way, in the poll conducted by MSNBC,
mm-hmm.
pointing out that U.S. foreign policy is the root cause of the anger and hatred that has engendered terrorism against the United States, including the 9/11 attacks. Paul suggested that America would be better off ending the U.S. government's role as world policeman, as well as its longtime policy of interventionism. He pointed to Vietnam as an example of where 60,000 American men died in a senseless war, while today Americans are instead peacefully investing and trading with the Vietnamese, despite their communist regime. And I think it's pretty slick of Ron Paul to point out how anti-war has always traditionally been a Republican thing.
Right.
I think that's a pretty slick move. Paul's point ignited an attack by former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who indignantly announced that he had never heard such a theory in his life and asked Paul to retract it. Instead, Paul steadfastly stood his ground, pointing out that the CIA itself had pointed out that the blowback that U.S. foreign policy has engendered. He cited the CIA's installation of the Shah of Iran in 1953 for producing the blowback that resulted in the taking of the U.S. hostages in Iran many years later. In a post-debate interview, Giuliani clarified his point by reciting the official U.S. canard that was issued immediately after the 9/11 attacks, that the terrorists hate us for our freedom and values. Giuliani suggested that it was because of our freedom of religion and freedom for women that we were attacked.
Yes.
Which, of course, no one of the terrorist camp has ever said. That's just a fantasy manufactured by those who would like to control you in this country, the big government people. When Paul mentioned Iran as an example of blowback from U.S. foreign policy, he was referring to the 1953 coup.
Well, hold on, just before you go on with that, I think that there are definitely people in the Middle East, Muslim extremists in the Middle East, that hate America for its religious freedom. I think there definitely are. But
they've never made a videotape like Al-Qaeda has and expressed that.
I understand that.
That's just you suggesting.
Why would they send right. A videotape like that to us? I'm sure that all that stuff would be in Arabic and we wouldn't understand it, and you know we'd have to get translators and that kind of thing. But I think there definitely are. I just don't think that they would get any credence whatsoever from the Arab populace at large. They wouldn't get any political power. They wouldn't have anything. They'd just be a bunch of nut jobs we weren't occupying their countries.
And isn't it, Ron Paul, or somebody pointed out that, well, if they hate Americans for their freedom and values, then why hasn't the attack happened, 100 years earlier? Why haven't they been attacking us all along?
Right. We have been fine from the Middle East for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
It's the last 100 years we've been dabbling over there and getting progressively more enmeshed, and that's when they've been attacking.
Hornberger's got a short list of some of the things that the United States government has been doing in the Middle East. When Paul mentioned Iran as an example of blowback from U.S. foreign policy, he was referring to the 1953 coup in which the CIA secretly and surreptitiously engineered the ouster of the democratically elected prime minister of Iran, Mohammad Mossadegh, who had been selected Time Magazine's Man of the Year. In his place, the CIA installed the Shah of Iran, whose secret police proceeded to terrorize and torture the Iranian people for the next 25 years with the ardent support of the U.S. government. As the Iranian people discovered the U.S. government's role in all of this, their anger and rage ultimately erupted in 1979 with the Iranian Revolution and the taking of the U.S. hostages. Gee, what a shocker. You mess with somebody else's country, and they turn it back on you. Consider U.S. foreign policy toward Iraq. Number one, the U.S. support of Saddam Hussein. In case you didn't know, we gave him weapons, and we helped install him. And when I say we, I mean the U.S. government. Number two, the U.S. furnishing of weapons of mass destruction to Saddam Hussein and other correlative assistance provided by the U.S. in the use of such weaponry. Number three, the Persian Gulf intervention. Number four, the intentional destruction of Iraq's water and sewage facilities with full knowledge as to what effect such action would have on the long-term health of the Iraqi people. Number five, the more than 10 years of brutal sanctions, which contributed to the deaths of hundreds of thousands of Iraqi children from sickness and disease. And I believe those sanctions ran through the terms of President Clinton and the original George Bush, ran through most of the 90s, those sanctions. The deadly no-fly zones, number six, which had not been authorized by either the UN or the U.S. Congress and whose enforcement entailed the firing of missiles and the dropping of bombs that killed even more Iraqis. Innocents. People who never harmed anybody. Number seven, U.S. Ambassador to the UN Madeleine Albright's infamous statement to 60 Minutes that reverberated throughout the Middle East that the deaths of 500,000 Iraqi children via those sanctions that I mentioned had been, quote, worth it. Unquote.
Jeez.
Number eight, the invasion and occupation of Iraq, which has killed and maimed hundreds of thousands of more Iraqis. Number nine, the torture and sex abuse of Iraqi men at Abu Ghraib and elsewhere in Iraq, photographs and videos of which are still being kept hidden by U.S. officials because of their potential blowback. Number ten, the periodic rapes and murders that some U.S. troops have committed against the Iraqi people during the occupation. Number 11, the arbitrary and indiscriminate searches and seizures without warrants being conducted by U.S. troops. And number 12, the indefinite detentions without trial of some 20,000 Iraqi men and women in overcrowded prisons. Those are 12 items that only involve U.S. foreign policy toward Iraq. That doesn't include all the things that we've done to all the other countries in the Middle East and all around the world and the hatred and animosity that has been engendered as a result of all that. That's just a sampling. How can anyone, says Hornberger, honestly believe that actions like those would not engender horrible anger and rage throughout the Middle East, and indeed throughout the world? Really, how could anyone believe that?
I don't know how anybody could believe
it.
Believe otherwise.
It's some sort of, ostrich head-in-the-sand mentality of everything we do is right. We're helping the world. How could the world not like us? We're helping them.
Well, it's that we problem that we're referring to. The government's doing what it's doing, and the American people are doing what they're doing. When the American people were attacked, they weren't doing anything to the Middle Easterners, so they felt attacked, for no reason. Well, our government gave the Middle Easterners every reason to attack us.
Absolutely
did. But the American people didn't do anything, so they felt attacked.
1-800-259-9231. More from Hornberger. Your thoughts as well. 800-259-9231. Still to come, the illegal immigrant dentist. That's on the way, and your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail, and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
to jail. Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Healing today? Why ask? Because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there. Lots of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. And wouldn't it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach to keep you from getting busted with marijuana? Go to nevergetbusted.com to view clips of the recently released DVD that has gained world attention. Nevergetbusted.com. All right, 800-259-9231. Talking about Ron Paul and what he was talking about in the debate the other night, which apparently has shocked the core of America. Or at least that's how the pundits are acting, the talking heads on television, acting as though that no one has ever suggested such a thing before. The idea that the American government, the United States government, going around the world, specifically in the Middle East, destroying people's lives, blowing things up, imposing sanctions, engaging in coups, just meddling, the idea that that would possibly result in somebody getting a little bit angry with the United States. Gee, you think? So that's basically was what Ron Paul pointed out, and Jacob Hornberger from the Future of Freedom Foundation has just gone down a quick 12-point laundry list of a variety of different horrible, destructive, terrible things that the U.S. government has done in Iraq alone, let alone all the other areas of the Middle East and over the last several decades. He only really focused in on the last 20 years or so in Iraq and all the awful things that we've done there. I mean, the government. I didn't do it. As Ron Paul emphasized in last night's debate, imagine if some foreign power, like China, had done the same types of things to the United States. Wouldn't Americans experience anger and rage? I know I would. Indeed, closer to home, suppose Venezuela imposed sanctions and no-fly zones on the southeastern part of the United States.
And then enforced them.
Right, and then sent in Venezuelan troops to wage the war on terrorism right there in Florida. After all, don't forget that the U.S. government's refusal to turn over accused terrorist Luis Posada Carias to the Venezuelan government for trial is no different in principle from the Taliban's refusal to turn over Osama bin Laden to the United States after the 9/11 attacks. In fact, Venezuela's case is stronger than the Taliban's because Venezuela, unlike Afghanistan, has an extradition agreement with the United States. Moreover, Venezuela, unlike Washington's response to the Taliban regime, is ready and willing to offer evidence of Posada's role in the terrorist bombing of a Cuban airliner, which took the lives of 73 innocent people, including the young members of a Cuban sports team. What Ron Paul's participation in the 2008 presidential race is accomplishing is this. It's making people such as Rudy Giuliani and his supporters think about the things they've never thought about before, and causing them to view the U.S. government and its longtime paradigm of empire and interventionism in an entirely different way. It's also why he's engendering considerable discomfort among people who have long believed that the federal government is a deity, whose foreign policies are beyond reproach. Don't be surprised to hear more calls for suppressing Paul's participation in future debates, even while the critics continue to wax eloquent about how U.S. soldiers are killing and dying in Iraq for the sake of democracy. In last night's debate, Rudy Giuliani made a mistake, or a few nights ago, that is commonly made by those who view the federal government as a deity. Conflating the United States government and the American people, he suggested in the post-interview debate, or post-debate interview, that Ron Paul was blaming America. And actually, Paul did no such thing.
No, he blamed the American government.
Exactly. And there is a difference, a big difference. He blamed the U.S. government's interventionist foreign policies for the morass in which our nation now finds itself. Like our founding fathers and the framers of the Constitution, Paul understands that the federal government and the country are two separate and distinct groups, which in fact is precisely why the Bill of Rights expressly protects the country from the federal government. See, the country and the people that make it up are productive. They do things that are actually important. The government, on the other hand, is a parasite. The government cannot produce. It can only produce destruction.
No,
and harm.
The government, and when you say parasite, what you mean is its parasitical relationship to the earning power of the American people.
That's correct.
That's what taxes are. The government's not producing anything. The American people are, and the government's just taking its quote-unquote share, which amounts to somewhere between 50% and above, of what you make in order to...
An ever-increasing share.
Yes, ever-increasing share.
Ron Paul's answers in the other night's debate reflect how differently he approaches societal problems as compared to politicians like Giuliani. Keep in mind that Ron Paul is, first and foremost, a physician. As a doctor, he's trained in diagnosing an ailment correctly because he knows that the correct prescription almost always depends on the right diagnosis.
Right. The rest of the guys on that stage, professional politicians and lawyers.
Equally important, he isn't going to lie to a patient or feed him a false reality about the seriousness of his ailment. In order for the patient to make the correct decision as to whether to embark on a certain course of treatment, Paul knows that it's necessary that the patient confront the reality of his condition. Therefore, during the debate, Ron Paul was simply doing what he's done for many years, both as a doctor and a congressman. He was diagnosing what ails the American body politic and prescribed the radical treatment that's necessary to heal the patient. The patient can obviously go into denial, preferring to believe instead the lies and false realities of charlatans, but deep down, the patient always knows that ultimately, reality will not escape, enable him to escape the consequences of having done so. 800-259-9231. We'll continue to keep you up to date on the Ron Paul situation as we talk to Kevin in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, I'm calling in as a concerned Ron Paul supporter here.
Yes.
And I'm going to change it just a little bit about what you're currently going after, change the conversation a little bit.
Okay.
I want to talk about what a fanboy is. You guys might know, but I'll give a quick definition.
Okay.
An individual who is utterly devoted to a single subject, often to the point where it is considered an obsession. Fanboys remain loyal to their particular obsession, disregarding any factors that differ from their viewpoint. And basically what I'm worried about and what I'm seeing online are people that are blindly supporting Ron Paul and, you know, spamming stuff and actually almost spamming some hate like some neocons do. And I really think they're hurting Ron Paul more than they're helping.
Can you give an example?
Like on Dig, you'll see people, you know, there's lots of articles in Dig on the upcoming articles for Ron Paul, and you'll have a group of, you know, I don't know how many people, 20 to 50 people, that all they do is dig everything that is Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And when you spam a site like Dig with that, it doesn't help. It just makes people annoyed with you, with your cause.
So are you suggesting that people not dig up Ron Paul-related articles?
No. I'm not suggesting that at all. I'm just saying don't go overboard. I mean, you need to pick and choose. Read the articles. Make sure, you know, the article is valid and it's not some wacko article or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I totally understand where you're coming from. In any sort of political, in any political group, whether it be a group of people supporting a candidate or a group of people calling themselves a political party, inevitably there are going to be people in that group that you disagree with, that you think their tactics are wrong, that their tactics are detrimental, and you know what? You might be right. These people might actually be hurting Ron Paul's campaign. On the other hand, really, there's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
You can certainly get on Free Talk Live and admonish them and ask them to be nice and not do those things in the future, but that may or may not actually have an effect. And those people that are really getting upset at seeing too many Ron Paul articles or a few questionable Ron Paul articles, then are those people really likely to vote for Ron Paul in the first place? I don't think they are.
It's a possibility.
I'll take my supporters where I can get them. You know, the more people that like Ron Paul, the better, as far as I'm concerned. And whatever tactics they use, I don't know. That's the way I see it.
All you can do is really just roll with the punches and hope for the best. And Kevin, thanks for the call. Either way it works out, Ron Paul is reaching out, and he is going to help affect people's lives in a positive way, I think. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of your way. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. That again, freetalklive.com, including the bulletin board system, over 225,000 posts, over 1,400 people interacting. A lot of fun. bbs.freetalklive.com. Serious issues being discussed there as well. That's bbs.freetalklive.com, and it is for free. By the way, a great way to support the show is to buy my house. Head over to house.freetalklive.com. You'll get a lovely three-bedroom, two-bath, newly remodeled home. Lots of new stuff. New bathrooms, new windows, new kitchen stuff, and a soundproof room. The very first studio of Free Talk Live. So it's actually a piece of history as well.
Yes, desperation befits you, my friend.
$175,000 minutes from the beach. Go to house.freetalklive.com and you can go live in what some people consider paradise, Sarasota, Florida. House.freetalklive.com. All right, so let's go to the phones and to Puke in New Hampshire. You're on the Amplifier line. Hey, Puke.
Hey, soundproof room. That sounds kind of neat. But,
yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm not in Florida.
Well, what's on your mind?
Unfortunately, actually. I just want to call in with some lighter stuff. I know you like Transformers, and
I do.
I just saw the. I like movies, so I watch previews quite often. Mm-hmm. And they just released the last, I guess they call it, trailer for the film that comes out in next month.
Oh, really? I mean, just or, released as in today?
Know. Yes, as far as I know, it's on Yahoo.
Ooh.
And it looked really cool. I don't know much of anything about Transformers, but I like digital graphics and stuff.
Yeah.
And it looks like they did a darn good job of making that the Transformers look pretty realistic.
Yeah, I saw the trailer that they put out, I guess it was probably about a month or so ago, and it's going to be pretty awesome, I think. I'm really excited about it. This is going to be one of those, I don't go and see a lot of movies in the theater, but that's going to be one of them, for sure. And of course, I also am a Transformers fan, but it does look like they did a really great job with the graphics, and from what I understand, there are a lot of what they call set pieces in the movie. So it's going to be a fairly long-running film, from what I understand, like over 2 hours, and there's going to be a lot of, as they call them, set pieces, which are essentially action scenes in the movie where the robots will be fighting and blowing things up and destroying things. And that's
I'm not much of a fan of Michael Bay, but he sure knows how to blow things up on film. So.
You know, I haven't seen a lot of Michael Bay movies. I really enjoyed The Rock, which was his, I think it was his sophomore effort. I guess he broke in with Bad Boys and then did The Rock, and I really found that an entertaining film. I guess a lot of people say that he jumped the shark with Pearl Harbor. I never saw that one, but that's just what I've heard.
Yeah, Pearl Harbor was pretty good. It had some neat sequences, but, you know, everyone has their own taste, so.
Indeed.
I'd say watch it for yourself and make your own opinions.
So what else? What else is on your mind?
What else? The Liberty Card, which is an advertiser for you guys.
That's correct.
It is, he has a deal going, I think, until next month where if you are an amplifier, he will send you 100 free cards. And so I did that. I sent him an email Sunday through his website and got them today, and they are really cool.
Sweet.
And I suggest, you know, if this is something that I was looking for, if you are talking to somebody and they're like, you know, they really don't understand where you're coming from. You whip out this card, and, you know, it's like a little business card, and you hand it to them. There's all kinds of websites, and then find out for themselves.
You know, I was looking
at it.
That's
a really neat idea.
I was looking at it. Is it libertycard.net, Mark? Can you check that for me?
I have to check it.
I know it's dot something, and I want to make sure I get it right. I was looking at the actual picture of the card, and what I really think's cool about it is he did a business. It's a business card, right?
So yes. It's business card size.
He did a business card size, but he managed to fit the entire world's smallest political quiz on one side of the business card, did he not?
Yes, it's on one side, and on the other side is all the websites for libertarian organizations, media blogs, and political organizations that are libertarian leading, and it's libertycard.org.
It is yes. libertycard.org.
I suggest if you... if you are looking for a handy little thing to hand to your friends to say, hey, this is what I'm all about, that's a pretty good place to start.
I know it's Free Talk Live on it, too.
Oh, yeah, it's our website's on there. And I know that I'm going to get a few hundred cards myself. He's sending them our way. I'll send some to you, Mark, and that way we can all carry them around with us. I think they're pretty slick. I've yet to actually put my hands on them, but I'm betting they'll be in my mailbox by the end of the week. So
they look good on the website.
I'm looking forward to it. Puke, thank you for the call.
Yep.
We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. In case you don't know what the world's smallest political quiz is, I recommend that you go to theadvocates.org, and I think it's /quiz, but there should be a pretty prominent link to it there, or you can just go to links.freetalklive.com, and it's right there at the top of the page. But it's a very short 10-question quiz where you answer yes, maybe, or no based on how you feel about the question, and then after you're done with the 10 questions, you total up your score. And then you take your scores and you plot them on this little diamond chart. And depending on where your scores are, will show you whether or not you're a liberal or a conservative or an authoritarian or a centrist or a libertarian.
Right.
And it's really a brilliant little quiz. And the ones that I have had, and it's also it's been taken millions of times, and it's passed out in classrooms across America, and it's had a lot of success over the years. Many of us will do what they call an Operation Politically Homeless booth, which is where us liberty-minded people will go to an event like a county fair or a gun show or a gay and lesbian pride fest, wherever people are milling about. You can go and you set up a booth and you give out these quizzes, you tally up people's scores, you've got a huge version of the chart, and you put their results on the chart so other people can see where people are at. It's,
right.
It's a lot
people
of fun.
Like that stuff. It's kind of like getting your zodiac sign, your palm read or something.
But it's
like
actually
that.
Useful.
Yeah.
And it's pretty fun, too. And so what I really thought was impressive about the Liberty Card, and again, it's libertycard.org, Corey has managed to boil the quiz, the world's smallest political quiz, down to one side of a business card.
Hmm.
And I like that because I, in my wallet right now, have the old business card version of the world's smallest political quiz, which
right.
is a two-sided business card. On one side are the questions, and on the other side is the chart and the instructions on how to do it. So they filled up the whole card with this thing, and I thought, man, it, you know, it's so small as is. How could they possibly make this any smaller? But Corey did a really great job on that. And so check it out at libertycard.org. 1-800-259-9231 and the Transformers, Mark. You didn't comment on that. Did you have anything to say about that?
Well, I mean, I thought that it looked like a neat trailer, the one I saw.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward. Captain America's coming out next year.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Who's going to be Captain America?
Oh, I don't know what the actor's name. I don't know anything about actors. You know, I'm just interested in seeing the movie.
Well, Lawrenceville, Georgia, I said we were going to talk about this because it'll give you some sort of an idea for what life is like as an illegal immigrant. And we already know that illegal immigrants, in many cases, and I hate even using those terms. I mean, they're deemed illegal immigrants. To me, they're just people that want to make a better life for themselves. Anyway, these so-called illegal immigrants, we already know that they come over here in the backs of smoldering hot trucks, drive, you know, 18-wheelers stuffed in with 60 other people in the back of the truck, and many of them sometimes perish. We know that many of them make the treacherous crossing journey on foot. Across the border. And, you know, it's not easy for them to get here in the first place. But then what is life like when you're actually living in America, knowing that tomorrow jackbooted thugs could kick in the door of the place that you work at, raid your workplace, and take you back to the country that you came from? What's life like living sort of under the radar in that way?
Can't be comfortable.
Where you're frightened to even deal with regular Americans because you're concerned that one of them's going to think you're an illegal and snitch you out to the authorities, who will then raid your house and separate you from your children, as we've seen done. These are things that are really happening in America right now. So what's it like? Well, as it turns out, in Lawrenceville, Georgia, a lot of people, you know, illegal or legal, people have to go to the dentist. But since certain people are so-called illegal, they're kind of afraid to go to legitimate dentists because, I don't know, they're afraid they're going to get snitched out. And so they go to an illegal dentist. A man's been charged for practicing medicine without a license after dental equipment was found in his apartment. Police spokesman says that the officers arrested 29-year-old Jesus Ordaneta Casanova on Wednesday. Investigators were called to the apartment complex. He says maintenance workers entered the apartment to repair a water leak. Then they saw dental equipment and they called the police. A little bit more on this coming up. 800-259-9231. We'll tell you what sort of equipment he was using so you can have some idea for what underground dentistry can be like.
Why does somebody call the police on dental equipment?
Snitching. It's becoming a part and parcel of life in America. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster?
That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-771-8424. That's 1-800-771-8424. 1-800-771-8424.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular or degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features for free, though we do ask you voluntarily support the show. By becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn about the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And what is AMP? What does that mean, Mark?
Advertise, Market, and Promote Free Talk Live. It's essentially joining a club that and all your dues, your membership dues, go to simply advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live, not into our pockets for any reason.
Right, that helps get us on more radio stations mm-hmm. around the country, and if we're on more radio stations, that means more new people coming across the message of freedom and liberty. So it's actually a libertarian outreach program
mm-hmm.
as well.
An effective one.
Yeah. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn about the perks. You'll get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, AMP-only chat room. And what I think is the coolest thing is, like, Puka just called in to talk about the Liberty Card. That is a product. It's currently an advertiser with us, but it's a product that was created by an amplifier
mm-hmm.
for the purposes of doing outreach for liberty in general. And I just love how some of our amplifiers sort of scratch each other on the back in that, you know, he's offering 100 free cards to anybody who's an amplifier. Now, he's also offering free shipping on any orders to Free Talk Live listeners in general, but I think it's cool that, like, I didn't suggest that. He just came up with it, said, hey, you're an amplifier, I'll give you some free stuff. So there's just random perks that will come about as a result of being an amplifier, too. It's kind of cool. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get all the details on that. Now then, imagine going to a dentist who uses pliers, box cutters,
ooh.
And etching blades that he bought at a hardware store in order to pull teeth, fill cavities, and create dentures.
Gosh.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, authorities in West Georgia arrested an illegal immigrant, so-called, on charges that he ran an unlicensed dental practice out of his home in Carlton. Ernesto Estrado is accused of performing procedures on hundreds of illegal immigrants who were too afraid to go to a licensed dentist. Now, that's a different story. It's in the same story, but it's a different illegal dentist. Jesus Ordaneta Casanova was busted this last week in Lawrenceville, Georgia. So there are multiple underground dentists that are, only two of them have been caught so
right.
far.
Now, if there's two out there that have been caught in such a short period of time, there are definitely multiple across America.
Now, I don't have any problem with people so-called practicing medicine without a license. If you want to take the risk of going to somebody that hasn't, you know...
Or you have to take the risk.
...gotten his license, I just mean if you want to, in a free market. If you want to go to a shade tree mechanic or underground, whoever, that's your risk, you can take it. You should be free to make that choice. In this case, these people are going to these guys because they don't feel like they have another option.
Mm-hmm.
Because they feel like if they go to a legitimate dentist that they might, you know, get the wrong one who will happen to be an anti-immigrant crusader or something like that, or one of his staff members gets suspicious and snitch you out to the cops. So hundreds of so-called illegal immigrants are going the underground route and going to guys with pliers in their back, you know, in a garage somewhere. That's just one example of what life must be like for to live underground as a so-called illegal immigrant here in America. Do you want to live that way? Would you want other people to live that way? That's sad, man. People shouldn't have to live that way. People should be able to come here and live a life that is just like anybody else's, as long as they've worked hard and, you know, they're not on welfare. Welfare needs to go away. Let people be free.
I would totally agree with you in this, but I don't think that the fact that there's an illegal dentist who's performing, with substandard equipment is going to be in any way, shape, or form motivating to the illegal immigrant crusaders.
I didn't think it would. Yeah. I was just pointing out to those of you that actually care how awful living life as an illegal person must be in America. I mean, it's so bad in these people's countries that they're coming here so they can live underground and go to guys with pliers for their dentist work. I mean, that's how bad it was in the place they came from. It was worse than that in the place they came from. They left something worse to come here. This sort of life is a step up from what they used to have. I'm just trying to put myself in those shoes and trying to imagine what that must be like. Because that sounds awful to me. You really want to subject people to that? If you do, I think you're a sick person. 800-259-9231. The real culprit when it comes to immigration is government and its policies of redistributing wealth. If you don't agree with that and you're in favor of redistributing wealth by the point of a gun, which is what welfare is, then why don't you just come right out and call yourself what you are? You're a communist. Why don't you do that? 800-259-9231. Speaking of immigration, actually, we'll get to this in a bit. Let's go to someone who is outside of the borders of the United States. It's Phil in Australia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Phil.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir. What's on your mind?
I'm just wondering, that's your music, Beth. I'm just wondering how copyright law works into that. I mean, you have some pretty major artists. You have Megadeth, Pantera, Grit, a few other groups. How does copyright law play into that?
Well, as I understand it, fair use means that you can use those music beds, and he's talking about the music that leads us in and out of breaks in the show. You can use 30 seconds, I believe, of
and
the
radio
music.
Stations pay ASCAP BMI fees, which makes it okay.
Right, and besides, even if it weren't okay, I'd do it anyway until I got a cease and desist, and then I just stop. So.
No worries. I'm just wondering, are any of these bands aware that you're using them, and if so, what is the response being?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, no worries. Also, I'm in Australia, and I would love to move to the free state, but I believe that you need to have a job and be sponsored by the employer in an area that is not a common area of employment. But I'm just wondering if you have any clarity on that.
I've heard that makes it easier to get a work visa to have have a skill in some area that's not common, but. You know, it seems like a lot of people get over here with just normal skills or no skills, whatever.
Yeah, I'm not an expert on what the process is like to actually get over here, so you could probably tell me more than I actually know in regards to that. Phil?
No worries, that's all I got.
Very good, sir. Thanks for the call.
You weren't very helpful for him, were we?
800-259-9231. I wouldn't even know where to begin. I mean, as far as trying to trudge through the bureaucracy, the morass of rules that the government has in play for the immigration procedures, I mean, it's a nightmare.
A friend of mine was dating a guy from West Germany who had, you know, just sort of come over here to travel. I guess he had a travel visa. Maybe he didn't. I don't know. And he needed money while he was here. And, you know, through the network of friends, he managed to get a job just on a construction site. So he, you know, worked here for 6-9 months or something like that, and then went back to West Germany.
So went home.
Or went back to Germany, I guess.
Because a lot of people get the visa, and then they'll just stay.
Yeah,
then life gets difficult. So 800-259-9231. Let's talk a little bit more about this immigration thing. Arizona, Reuters reporting, a pilot project to place a high-tech network of surveillance towers along a stretch of the U.S.-Mexican border has met boisterous opposition in this Arizona town, where some residents call it Big Brother. So this is sort of in contrast to an article we had yesterday about how one town in Texas has passed a law, like, or they passed some sort of an ordinance by popular vote. 68% of the people in that town voted in favor of requiring landlords to check the immigration status of each person that wants to rent their houses. Well, this is kind of, I guess it's kind of good news. In Arizona, one particular town is just saying no to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency that's installing a network of 9 towers with ground radar and night vision cameras to monitor a 28-mile stretch of the border near Arivaca, southwest of Tucson. It's the first trial for the communications and technology arm of the government's Secure Border Initiative, announced in 2005. Dubbed SBINet, authorities say it will be extended across some 6,000 miles of the Mexican and Canadian borders in segments in coming years. Residents of this remote, high desert ranching town of 1,500 people have packed 4 public meetings in recent weeks to oppose the project, which is due to go live at the end of next month. They're saying it's like Big Brother. It'll place the whole town under surveillance, said community activist C. Hughes. He told Reuters as residents gathered for a meeting late on Tuesday with the Border Patrol representatives, saying the government will be able to watch and record every movement we make 24 hours a day. It will be like living in a prison yard, she added. Residents of the community are particularly concerned about one 98-foot-tall tower topped with cameras and radar that will be placed just south of the town, which lies about 12 miles from the border. They said, why are they doing it here and not at the border? It's horrifying and it makes no sense, said a gallery owner from the nearby town.
That's so nice, having a big, giant tower overlooking your town.
There's going to be more than one of these towers, but yes, at least 9 of them. And last year, about 1.1 million people were arrested crossing the border illegally from Mexico, more than a third of them through the heavily trafficked desert corridor south of Tucson, Arizona. So, you know, the Border Patrol doesn't care. They're not accountable to the people in this town. So the people in the town can yell and scream all they want about how this is a police state and how they don't want to be monitored, but we think the Border Patrol's going to do this. It's going to shrug their shoulders and say,
doing our job, man.
Tough S. 800-259-9231. Hour 3's coming up. Street lockdowns proposed for Baltimore. Why? We'll explain. It's coming up.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.